happy that Odyssey is your favorite bedtime story.
Can't go to sleep.
Sorry.
Now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Hi, Mr. Whittaker. Mr. Whittaker?
Oh, hi, Olivia!
Hi.
I'm sorry, I was just caught up in a good story.
Oh, what are you reading?
The story of Abraham.
The president?
Oh, the one in the Bible. Can I get you anything?
Oh, no thanks. Don't you already know the story of Abraham?
Well, of course, but I never get tired of reading it. It's a powerful story, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but I'm just not big on reading the same thing over and over. You've read the whole Bible, right?
Yes.
How many times?
Well, I don't know. I started reading it when I was younger than you.
Whoa. So if you read it once every 2 years for like 100 years.
100 years? How old do you think I am?
I'm rounding up.
Uh-huh.
It just seems like you'd know pretty much everything in the Bible by now.
Well, actually, I seem to learn something new no matter how many times I read a particular passage.
It's just too bad there aren't any new stories in the Bible. You know, something that could surprise me like a good book can.
Oh, I'm pretty sure there are a lot of Bible stories that you don't know.
Nope. I've been reading the Bible for a long time, too. I know every story in there.
Ah, well, what if I could come up with a story you've never heard of?
No way.
I accept your challenge.
My challenge?
Follow me to the Bible room. All right, just a few last adjustments, and there.
If I already know the story, do I get a prize? You said this was a challenge, right?
Well, I'm sure I can find a way to reward you.
Will it involve ice cream?
What else?
Bring it on! Okay, what do I do?
Step through this door.
Okay. See? Okay, I can figure this out. Hot Fudge is riding on it. People running. I hope this isn't Noah and the Flood.
He's outside the temple! Hurry!
The temple? Okay, could be Old or New Testament. Excuse me?
Yes?
Hi, what's going on at the temple?
A man who has the power of God is there! I'm gonna meet him!
Easy peasy, Mr. Whittaker. I know every Jesus story there is. Can I go with you to the temple?
Of course!
Great! So, have you met Jesus before?
Who?
The man we're going to see.
We're not going to see any Jesus. We're going to see Simon, the great power.
Simon? Oh, you mean Simon Peter, one of Jesus' disciples. Mm-hmm. Very tricky, Mr. Whittaker.
My name is Marcus.
Right. So what's Simon doing at the temple? Preaching?
No, he's a magician.
He's pulling a rabbit out of a hat?
Don't be foolish. Simon can do amazing things. Some have even seen him fly.
What? I don't think anyone in the Bible could fly. Unless it was in a fiery chariot.
You don't believe me?
I'm afraid not.
Soon you will. Come along.
Welcome, one and all.
That Simon?
Yes.
He doesn't look that great to me.
You'll see. Simon! Oh, great one!
What is it?
My wife is very sick.
And you wish for me to heal her?
I do.
What will you give to show her value to you?
I have 3 months' wages here. Take it.
Put it in that pot. Fear not! The smoke is my power at work.
That's it? That looks like something I did in chemistry class.
Bring more money tomorrow, then your wife will be healed.
But that was all I had.
Such a small amount is not enough. If you want much, you must give much.
I will try to scrape up more. I will.
Bring it tomorrow, then you will witness amazing wonders.
Thank you, great Simon.
You're not Simon Peter, are you?
What did you say, child?
Does your magic come from Jesus?
Jesus? Hardly. I am the great...
Simon.
Ah, Johanna. You brought the money?
No, I didn't.
Then why have you come? You know I require money beforehand.
Well, I've had a change of heart. I don't want to go through with it.
You've reconciled with Dinah?
No.
Oh, so she's still your enemy?
Yes, but...
Don't you want relief from her, Johanna? Don't you want her to know that you are in control? You must punish her.
Punish her?
The curse isn't permanent. She will experience pain for a few days, and then it will pass.
Well, that's why I came, to make sure you didn't curse her. I found another way.
And what is that?
After I met with you, I heard a man named Philip. He's preaching and baptizing by the river, and he told me about Jesus. Philip says Jesus came to save us from our sin. He spoke of forgiveness.
I've heard of Jesus' words, and that's all they are. Words. He's long dead and can't help you. Only I can. And since you're obviously troubled, I can arrange the curse for him. Half the amount we discussed.
I don't want to curse Dinah. I'm going to tell her I forgive her. You should hear Philip's message, Simon. Goodbye.
Come back when you see how far forgiveness gets you with a woman like Dinah. I should give her a rash.
Were you going to put some kind of spell on Dinah?
Yes.
How could you do that?
I'm a magician. I can do many amazing things.
More like horrible things. You know, you should listen to that lady. Go see Philip and hear about forgiveness and peace.
Perhaps I will. If people are listening to him, I need to learn his secrets.
He doesn't have secrets. He has the message of Jesus.
Enough. Away with you.
Rise to new life in Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Who are you?
I understand that baptism can be disorienting, child. I am Philip, remember?
Oh, yes, right. Sorry. Thank you.
And who is next? Ah, Martha.
Wow. I was just baptized by an apostle.
Where is Peter? I must see him.
Simon, what are you doing here?
Oh, it's you again. You did say I should meet Philip, and I must say you were right. He performs astounding miracles. It's very impressive.
You're all wet. Did you get baptized too?
Yes, of course. Don't ask silly questions, you obnoxious child. Now, where is this Peter?
Why do you want him?
Why? People are being healed, demons cast out. It's amazing.
Yes, it is.
If I could do the same, crowds would flock to me and pay the steepest prices.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Ah, that must be him, the man placing his hands on new believers. At last I have my chance. Excuse me, Peter.
Yes?
Greetings. I am Simon. I've been following Philip for several days. I made him an offer, but he wouldn't take it. I thought that you might be more reasonable. Here.
What is it?
Silver. More than you've ever seen, I'm sure. Take it. All I ask is that, in return, you share your power with me. Then, when I touch people, they too will receive this Holy Spirit.
Be gone from me, servant of iniquity.
What? Wait!
May your silver perish with you. You cannot buy the gift of God with money. You blaspheme against the Most High God, and he himself will deal with you.
What? No! Pray to the Lord for me, Peter, that your God does not strike me down.
Repent of your wickedness. Turn away from evil doing and seek God for forgiveness. Now go and take your money with you.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Goodbye.
Are you with that man?
Who, me? No. No. I was just baptized by Philip.
Do you come for prayer, then?
You mean you would pray for me?
Of course, child. Gladly. Come forward.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Thank you.
So, Olivia, did you recognize the story?
Are you sure Simon was mentioned in the Bible?
He certainly was. Acts chapter 8.
I must have missed that one. Can I have another chance at that Sunday? I missed one story, but there's no way that there are two Bible stories that I haven't already read.
Well, I'm game. Go through that door to your right.
Okay.
Move, girl.
Huh?
Foolish child. You've made my donkey stop again.
Oh, sorry.
Move, you miserable beast. Move or feel my staff. Walk. Forward. Move, I say.
Hey, stop that. Stop hurting that poor mule.
It's a donkey, and I most certainly can. He deserves it. He's being obnoxiously stubborn.
Aren't donkeys always stubborn? You don't beat a pig because it's dirty.
Insolent child. Guard your tongue, or I'll use this stick on you.
Whew. Well, why are you in such a hurry anyway?
Not that it's any of your business, but I've been summoned by the king of Moab.
I guess that's important.
Yes, it is. But I'll never get there if this stubborn animal refuses to move.
So much for no animals being harmed in the making of this adventure.
At last. You'd better come along with me.
Really?
You can't be out in the desert all alone. It's not safe.
Won't both of us riding him be too heavy?
He's carried heavier.
I'm not sure if that's an insult, but okay. I'm Olivia, by the way.
And I am Balaam.
Why are you going to see the king?
He wants my help with the battle he's planning.
Who are they fighting?
The Israelites.
The king wants to fight against them? Do you really think you should help him?
God himself has given me permission to go.
Really?
Of course. Would you like a grape?
Are you supposed to grab things off someone else's property like that?
I know the owners of the vineyards on both sides of us. This one belongs to... Not again. Get along.
Oh, you're not going to hit it, are you?
Move, you foul beast. Go. No.
You don't have to get violent. I'll get down and pull him from the front.
Very well.
All right. Go on, old boy. You can do it.
That's working so well.
Come on. Come on, before the bad man hits you again.
He doesn't respond to coddling. Move aside.
Wait!
Move on! Finally.
What happened?
He trapped my foot against the wall. You horrible... Whoa! What? Get back up! Now! What's wrong with this animal?
Maybe he's tired.
He's defiant. Make a fool of me, will you? Get!
Please, stop!
Unruly!
What have I done to make you beat me?
Did your donkey just talk?
You have made a fool of me. If only I had a sword in my hand, I would kill you right now.
Aren't I your donkey? Haven't you ridden me all your life? Have I ever acted like this before?
No.
This is in the Bible?
Look and see what is waiting for you in the road.
I see nothing.
Who is that?
It is the angel of the Lord. Bow low with your face to the ground.
Okay.
Balaam, why have you beaten your donkey?
He refused to obey me.
I was standing in the donkey's way.
But why?
Because your path is a reckless one. If your donkey had not stopped, I would have killed you.
But the Lord gave me permission to go.
To rise and go, yes. Only to do what the Lord tells you. But God sees that your heart is persuaded by the money the king offers you.
I've sinned. I will return home.
No. Go to the king. But you are not to call down a curse upon Israel.
What shall I say?
You are to say, how can I curse those whom God has not cursed, or denounce whom the Lord has not denounced?
I am to bless them?
They are the Lord's own people.
I will obey the Lord. I will speak only the message that he puts in my mouth.
Finally, Balaam, you're starting to make sense.
Did you know that one?
Nope. I had no idea that the Bible had a story about a talking donkey.
It's from the book of Numbers. It shows what great lengths God will go to in order to get his point across.
Kind of like you with these imagination station adventures.
I suppose so. So, what point do you think these two stories make?
I thought the point was that there are Bible stories that I've never heard of.
Well, that's where we started. But what else? What did those two stories have in common?
Okay, well, both Simon and Balaam were greedy. They both worked against God's people.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Both of them had a chance to change. Peter told Simon to repent, and the angel told Balaam what he should do.
Very good. All of us have the choice to obey God. Some choose poorly. But God's word always contains the power to change men's hearts.
Even with the lesser-known stories.
That's right. That's why it's so important to read God's word every day. Now, that simple act invites God to disciple us, encourage us, discipline us, and direct us. And reading about God's actions in history, well, helps me get to know him better, too.
I didn't think of it that way. It's like God talking to us.
That's right. So, would you like to try out one more story?
You bet.
Then take this.
A glass of water?
Uh-huh. You'll be giving it to the king of Israel. Go through that door.
Oh, the Bible is so cool.
We need to take the decision out of his hands.
Wow, this place is huge.
He is the king. He is the king.
I don't see the king.
How can we expect
excuse me. Hi. Which way to the king? I brought him some water.
King Josiah is in the royal bedroom. Through that door. Be quick.
Oh, yes, sir.
Josiah?
I don't think I've ever heard of that king.
Of course, I know.
Hello? King Josiah? I brought you some water.
Yes, thank you. Why are you looking at me like that?
Aren't you kind of young to be king?
Yes, I'm only 8. I never thought my father would die.
When did it happen?
A few days ago. He was killed right here in the palace.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
King Josiah.
Come in.
The priests of Baal have arrived.
What do they want?
They're hoping to enlarge their temple.
What should I tell them?
Many of your people worship Baal. It would be unwise to upset anyone at the beginning of your reign, my king.
What will my father do?
Your father worshipped Baal, just as his father before him. He allowed the priests to do as they pleased.
Show the priests in. I'll come in a moment.
Very good. Thank you, king.
Baal? Isn't that a false god?
You aren't a worshipper of Baal?
No. No, I worship God, the true God.
So do I.
Then why would you meet with the priests of Baal?
I'm just a child, ruling over the whole nation of Judah. I don't know what I'm doing. This morning, there were other prophets here, asking to build Asherah poles.
What did you say?
I told them to do what they think is best. They're adults. They know more than I do.
But you do know something they don't.
What?
Who the true God is. Shouldn't you do what pleases him instead of what might please some of the people?
The priests are waiting, my lord. You, girl, bring the king and his guests refreshments.
Yes, sir.
That door is for the servants.
Right.
Oh, No, this is just like the tax that was proposed last week. It's unlawful.
This must be the throne room.
Your father approved many similar taxes.
I am not my father or my grandfather. The tax will not be levied. That will be the end of it.
Very well, King Josiah.
Josiah?
Yes?
Wow, you're all grown up.
Why are you here? Are you a servant? You seem familiar.
Yes, I am. Do you need a glass of water?
Your Majesty.
Come forward, Shaphan.
We have turned over the money collected at the Temple of the Lord to the workers who are cleaning it, just as you ordered.
Very good.
During the restoration, Hilkiah the High Priest found this scroll.
What is it?
The Book of the Law.
I've never heard of this book.
It has been lost for generations.
Have you read it?
I have, sire. And I believe you'll want to hear its words. I have selected a few sections.
Then read them to me.
You are to be my holy people, who belong to the Lord your God. Be careful to do everything I have said to you. Do not invoke the names of other gods. Do not let them be heard on your lips. Sire?
Continue.
Do not put your trust in idols or make metal images of gods for yourselves. I am the Lord your God.
Go on.
This is from much later. Israel abandoned the God who made them. They stirred up his jealousy by worshiping foreign gods. The Lord saw them and drew back. He said, I will abandon them, for they are a twisted generation, children without faith. They have...
Stop!
Your Majesty?
God's anger against our nation must be very great. We haven't obeyed his commands or observed his laws for many generations. Call for Hilkiah. Command him to pray to the Lord for us.
Yes, sire.
We've made offerings to other gods. There's no end of our sins against him.
You've become a wise king, Josiah.
I hope it's not too late. What's happening, Shaphan? Has the priest carried out my orders?
Yes, sire. He's removed everything from the temple that was used to worship other gods.
Good. There is so much more to do. Tomorrow, we will gather all the people of the land, and I shall read the entire book of the law that was found in the temple. We will obey the Lord.
I also have a message from the prophetess Huldah, sire.
What is it?
She said that because you humbled yourself before the Lord and were repentant before him, your reign will see peace and be blessed.
God is very gracious. I make this covenant. To walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and statutes with all my heart and soul. To know and follow his word all the days of my life. And to lead this nation to do the same.
Very good, my king.
You're a wise ruler, Josiah.
It would be foolish to ignore God's words and his instructions for us. We must read that book over and over.
Yes, every part of it.
In 2 Timothy 3, the Apostle Paul tells the young disciple Timothy that all Scripture is inspired by God. That means all of the Bible, every chapter and every verse, is there for a reason. Paul continues by saying that Scripture is useful for teaching, pointing out errors, correcting others, and training in righteousness. As followers of Jesus, we read the Bible to discover the ways he wants us to live. And when we make reading the Bible a daily practice, we find that the Scriptures come alive in ways that they never have before. Reading God's Word brings light to our situations and struggles. Like it says in Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is alive and active, striking through to the place where soul and spirit meet, exposing the very thoughts and motives of our hearts. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Hidden Gems, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Kelly Stables, Andre Stoika, Jim Blair, Lenny Citrano, Chad Reiser, Pete Renaday, Darren Richardson, Jaden Sand, and Jim Ward. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.